Welcome back to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's your boy DJ ATL. Follow me on YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, SoundCloud.
Follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goldsby.
All right.
I really did need a do-over because you playing music and on your phone.
Man, we already
be on your phone. I don't even got my phone, so I feel like
the prince and princess. What their names? Expecting a child.
No, they had it.
They had it.
Yeah.
What?
Well, she had it. She been pregnant this whole time. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
So this their second child?
Yeah.
What?
She been pregnant this whole time.
So that's why they left the palace. They wanted to have more babies. Cause you know it's a limit on how many children you can have. I think it's like one you can only have.
You can have two.
Two kids. Yeah, they strict. They strict. Like, they don't play.
They said her name is Lilibet Diana.
Who, the baby?
Yeah. And they was like, I bet you Lily ain't gonna play. No, they said. So y'all already gave people that name. That's okay.
Huh?
We don't got three.
He do?
Oh, he do? Oh, okay. So, well, I don't know. DJ said that. But
don't
I
throw
know.
It back on me and throw me under the bus.
But yeah, so she had the baby today.
Who is William? Prince William?
That's his brother.
Who's the king? Ain't no king.
They daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
So they call him King whatever. King William.
The
No, he was a prince too. Prince Philip.
So there's never a queen?
So it's king?
I mean, I know it's a queen, but there's no king?
Prince so yeah. Charles. Oh, yeah. Okay, so they granddaddy the one that died. That was he the one that died just now.
But I've never heard like King. I always heard Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, Charles Philip. I guess William will be king when he takes.
Yeah.
Or
y'all sure?
Mm-hmm. I guess whenever she passes.
Was right. there?
No, whenever she passes, one of them queen. Will be king.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know queen. It ain't gonna be.
But it seems like
Harry.
A king and a queen at the same time. I guess.
Mm. So it's still only one ruler, and that's like y'all don't think that's kind of messed up? Like you have no say so in. Who runs your country?
Yeah.
So they not a democracy, right? They something else. They a monarchy?
Yeah. King and queen.
It gotta be because
yeah,
you ain't got no say-so in who running your country.
Yeah.
It's their child.
Yeah, whoever kid they have is birthed into it.
It was going to be the kid between Prince Harry and William too, whoever was gonna be.
You what if they have like a child that's like off his rocker?
Yeah.
And he grow up and you know, he get to lead the country? Or how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so they have a constitutional monarchy, yep.
Parliamentary.
Huh?
Yeah, parliament. Yeah. Same thing.
Parliamentary.
System.
What does that mean?
This is way back in social studies time.
I'm telling you, I did not pay attention. I was back in the back.
I used to love social studies though.
For real?
Yeah.
Man, I couldn't stand social studies. So you into like history and
yeah, I like
all
learning
that.
About history.
Yeah.
Like, man. I like U.S. history. Like, I passed, like.
Do you use that today?
What?
History?
Why everybody looking at me?
Cause they probably want to know too, like that.
What you mean?
Do you use those skills that you learn in your everyday life?
Yeah. I feel like I do. I feel like with but I mean, as you get older, it's like you don't really have school. If you're not really in school, you have to learn on your own. You have to read and learn on your own.
Yeah.
So I feel like when I stopped going to school, that's when I stopped really was getting into it like how I was, basically. So I don't feel like I'm not right now.
You ain't using it at all. Yeah. Me either. I don't feel like I used none of, especially social studies. Now, math, you know, that kind of plays a part and, you know.
You're going to always deal with math.
Yeah. Because that's what.
Money.
Exactly. So you're going to have to deal with that. But social studies, the periodic table, you know, no any of that stuff, man. I still
knowing how many atoms and stuff.
Yeah, man.
I
like,
be like,
what's pi?
3.14.
Yeah,
pi.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I think it's.
What was the purpose of knowing pi?
To when you're doing pizza? circumference and doing something around something. Around, that's when you use pi. When something is round.
But why? What's the purpose? Oh, I thought it was spelled like pie. No. It ain't spelled like pie. Pie. Man, I don't know. I just can't hear it.
Honestly, math was like my favorite. Yes.
Yeah, hell yeah. Taylor's right. Yeah, it's 3 points. Yeah, she. I know what she said.
About as far as it being for circles and circumference and all that shit.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So regardless of the circle size, the ratio will always equal pi.
I wonder who is using that in their everyday life. Like, what job?
Engineers. That's it.
Engineers?
Yeah.
Why she?
I don't know. Why
you using it?
Architecture.
I guess it's got to be a certain type of engineer, you know. Yeah, I just, I don't know. It just.
Huh?
Huh?
Don't you got a mic? You your mic, man. You want to say something?
Exactly.
Speak your mind. Yeah, don't get quiet. We want you to say something.
So what's one thing that you miss from high school or just being in school, period? It could be anything.
What do I miss the most? The hallways. Being in them hallways, man. Well, nothing like the hallways. Because you see everything in the hallways. Fights.
I'm going to let you get three things, so you can get three things.
Oh, okay. Cause
three things, because one is kind of hard. One is kind of hard, because I'm seeing what is the one thing?
And I pick hallways, so I know that's bad. They like school. Exactly. You save them down. I appreciate that. So I would say hallways for sure. P.E. And the school bus.
Yep. It's crazy because when I was in school, I never rode a school bus. I rode a school bus for like one semester. Then I didn't ride a school bus no more because I was really out of district, honestly. No school bus came in my neighborhood. So I really went out of the district. I just wasn't in the bus route zone for my school because I went to a different school that was in my zone. You get what I'm saying?
Don't try to save yourself.
Oh, my God. No.
Tell the people the truth. Don't lie to the people, Taylor.
So I stayed on Bouldercrest and I went to Columbia. The people who went to Columbia stayed in that area. My zone was really McNair. So I went to a different school that wasn't in the same
zone. Oh, so
you
supposed to go to McNair?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying. Well, but I went to Columbia.
Chelsea went MLK.
She went to McNair, then she went to MLK. Yeah. She never went to Columbia, though. She went to Columbia like for sixth grade, but she left.
What's your three things?
Okay, so my three things.
You said, like, I'm ready for this. Okay, let go.
I'm going to say when I was in elementary school, I was the safety patrol captain.
You know what they say
about
safety patrols?
What they say?
They said safety patrols ain't snitches.
I ain't used to snitch. I was actually the cool one. I ain't used to snitch. I used to be on, like, the broadcast every morning. Everybody would turn on their TV in each classroom. We'll do the
pledge of allegiance. Oh, you was one of them?
I had to stay in everything.
This motherfucker been hosting since she was in school.
Mm-hmm. Then I was
love the host party.
I used to be on the intercom in the afternoon doing the buses and
all right, y'all. slot number one, bus 76-9, bus number two.
No, for real. That's how I was, for real.
Hey, I used to love to hear that person come on, but it's time to go. We about to go home. Let go.
You know when it's time to go. When that intercom come on, it's time to go.
All right, y'all, turning y'all out a little bit of work. Nah, the intercom on. It's over with.
For tomorrow.
I'll tell you.
Two. I don't know. I guess. Not having no worries. Like how I got them now. Like, not worries, but like.
Worries. You said it right. Like, goddamn worries. But when you grow up, it's some goddamn worries. Like you got to worry about shit.
Yeah, so I would say that because I felt like I was mature, but I was just, like, living life. Mm-hmm. Like,
not a care in the world.
Don't have to worry about that.
Where mom at? Yeah, where dad at? Where we going? Where y'all taking me to?
And I'm going to say cheerleading when I cheered. That was fun.
Okay.
Because you got to get out of class early for everything. Mm-hmm, games mm-hmm. and pep rallies and yeah, those are my three things.
I can understand that. I mean, you ain't miss school bus? You said you didn't ride school bus. I never really rode it. You ain't miss the hallways?
I wasn't in the hallways. I was in class.
I'm saying doing breaks in between
classes. Oh, yeah. That was fun. Going to the next class. Yeah, but it was like, we couldn't really do nothing. They'll give us like, then they gave us like 5 minutes.
They gave y'all 5 minutes? Shit, I think we had like two. Yeah, they cut our shit down. They said y'all niggas doing too much in them hallways.
I think it was like 3 minutes. But it was like you tried to go to your locker, tried to go talk to somebody. I'm gonna come to your locker after this. Mm-hmm. You didn't have time to do that because people they rushing you to get to class. Mm-hmm. Then if you don't get to class, you're gonna get detention.
Then especially if your class on a whole nother hallway. You had to get there. Mm-hmm. But my trick was, see, this was my thing. I would hide my books in, like, the classrooms.
So when you come in there, you just get it.
Just go get my book out the drawer. That, you know what I mean? Yes, I would hide. Because the teacher, most of the time, they'll be waiting outside the door. Mm-hmm. They'll be waiting, sitting at their desk or something. So they ain't never really just watching. So I just leave my books in that class. Now, granted, sometimes the books got stolen. Then I'm in trouble.
That's why you lost your books.
Yeah, I was that. You know it. I ain't never had my
books. Probably had to pay so much money just because you kept losing books.
Did you have to pay for books? For real?
Mm-hmm. You know you can't graduate until you pay for all that stuff.
Yeah, you have to pay for it.
Like, they like library books, too. I had the $15 library fine. You can't walk across state until you ain't getting no diploma until you pay for this stuff. Like, you gotta pay for it.
You were surprised I made it out of high school? You knew I was gonna make it?
Yeah, why?
I'm just asking.
You didn't think you was gonna make it?
Hell no, it was tough. I had to suck up to some teachers.
The thing is, if you would have taken your books home, it would have been easier for you. But what you gonna learn if you're leaving your books at school?
That's why they should have had internet back then. They would have had internet the way it's supposed to be. If the world would have been more advanced the way it should have been for our generation, we still had them damn see-through blue computers. You know what I'm talking about? The white screen, the blue computer.
I remember that.
Dial up.
Oh, yeah.
Come on,
you
man.
Had it. I feel bad for you.
When you graduated? 2020?
You graduated 2002?
We had them. Them it right there. Them damn
I used to like those
see-through
computers,
man. Knowing me, boy, I used to be on the back of the computer, looking inside of it, like, what's in here? Sit down, Joshua.
Look, go all in there like.
I was looking at like, oh, how does shit look on the inside? I was that guy.
You can see through it.
Let me see what's in here.
I remember we had the, is it the overhead?
Mm-hmm. Projector.
When they used to,
they used to pull down the board.
Yeah. They used to write on it.
Oh, you talking about the,
transparency.
Yeah, you talking about one of them. Mm-hmm.
What is it called? Overhead projector.
Mm-hmm. Overhead projector. But then when I got a little older, we had the little tap.
My mic got.
No, we had got the it's like a screen and you can tap it. If they give you a pen, you can write on it and everything. It's like a board. It's what we use now. Dang, I can't remember what it was called.
We just had
it in high school. Like that's when we got it in high school.
Like a whiteboard.
It's not, but it's like it's a electric pen. Like you can write on it like a pen. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What you about to type it in?
I don't know. I don't want to say electric, but hold on, wait—is that it right there? The first one. The what you just clicked on?
This one? Oh, this one?
Yeah. Let me see. Go to it. Cause I think that's what it was. You can see it from.
It's interactive smart board.
Yeah, we had a smart board. That's what it was called. That's what we had when I got to high school. We had got smart boards. So it's like you can write on it.
Man,
you can write on it. It go from the computer. Yeah, our school had invested in it.
Ooh.
Still was broke, though.
Oh, yeah, depends.
Still ain't got no money.
I hear that.
And put it in the school. They haven't remodeled my school. My stepmama, she graduated from my school. And they haven't remodeled my school since I want to say like 1980s.
They remodeled it.
They haven't like did nothing to it like
since then.
Yeah, since like 1980. Sheesh. My school old.
And they probably ain't gonna change nothing about it either. Being in a black neighborhood, being mm-hmm. you know, they gonna keep it.
Yeah, that's just like what we that. Had. You can like draw on it. You just gotta like calibrate the pen and stuff. But mm-hmm. yeah, that's how you know stuff done like.
Yep, evolve.
Mhm. And think about it, the kids now they doing. Work on the computer. Mm-hmm. You don't even got to go to school. Online,
they ain't got to go to school. Yep. Just log into the website. You can
connect with your teacher in that way. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's crazy.
That's hard, though, man. I still want that child to get that experience.
They definitely need to go to school and get that experience. Yeah, because
the social skills. Ain't nothing like it. Your social skills going to be off if you don't. Like,
ain't nothing like it.
Like, the kids that we seen yesterday at the pool, like, I could just tell, like, some of them were being, like, you could tell the ones. Well, I guess that's always been the case because I know, like, my brother, he was real, like, into reading and books and magazines and things of that nature. And my dad used to, like, get on him about that. Like, he used to, but what, man? We, all the kids be outside playing. He be in there reading a Metal Gear Solid book.
That's good, though. I mean, just to be.
He in there reading. He ain't even playing. He reading a Metal Gear Solid book.
But, I mean, just to be reading, though, that's good. But, I agree. You didn't know what you read. But you do need to be. You need to do both. It need to be a balance.
But it wasn't no balance over there. My dad told us that. Get outside. Get on outside, boy. You better get outside. He just came outside and stood out there. He just standing out there.
Parents really need to stop doing that because one time I think I had like a mini heat stroke one summer because they kept telling me go outside, and I had like migraines for 3 days straight. It was so hot, and like we walked miles to the store or something like that. So if y'all gonna go outside, drink some water.
But I mean, I think the key to going outside and having fun, you stay away long enough. To the point where they forget that you outside. So when you do come inside and go get some water, it won't even be like you doing something or you keep running in and out the house and stuff like that.
Yeah, parents just gotta be more mindful of their kid because sometimes they'll make you eat and eat till you don't want to eat no more, and then you just end up throwing up everything because you done ate too much.
Yeah.
What's one thing y'all ate as a kid that y'all wish your parents didn't make y'all eat? Like, what's that one thing, if you could remember, that you hated eating but your parent forced you to eat it?
I would say nothing. It was all...
Everything good to me now.
You feel me? Like, I understand back then. Yeah, back then I was probably, like, pissed off about it and upset, but I would have to say probably broccoli. Cause I hated broccoli, but now I love broccoli. Like,
yeah.
So everything that they told me that I should be eating, it's like now I'm like, damn, that's
shit good. I was never forced to eat really nothing though. I know that when I was little, I used to like food, so I used to be eating. I ain't never put none on my plate. I ain't like, I'm gonna tell you what I don't like, but. I used to get in trouble for not finishing my food. That's what I used to get in trouble for. Like, I used to hate going to my grandma's sister's house. Because when I tell you, you going to sit at that table until you eat all your food. You ain't finna not, like, you not finna keep nothing on that plate.
Yeah, that's why you need
eat all your food.
That's why you need a D in your family. You had a D in your family. Save you.
Who can eat all your food?
Yeah, D's the goddamn run through that house. He'll come back in the breakfast room. I'm the only one sitting at the table still. Everybody else done got up, went outside. I'm sitting there. You want that? Nah, dude, you can have it. You want that? You can have that too. All right. He at the table. I done got up and left him. He eating all the leftover. Thank you, Jesus. Save me, boy.
I can say this one. When I was little, I really didn't like fish. So I really didn't eat fish like that. Because, honestly, when my grandma used to cook fish, she used to cook fish with bones in it.
Oh, yeah. I used to eat that, too.
I used to choke on them every time, like, because with that type of fish with a lot of bones in it, you really got to, you picking around that fish. You're not breaking pieces and eating big pieces. Mm-hmm. You got to pick around it, and that's what I was used to. So one time she cooked it, I ate it, I was just eating it, and my grandma was like, got bones in it. She going to tell me mid-eating, like, it's in my mouth. And they say, you know, I said, oh, I was just choking, like. And then I had to eat a piece of bread. And then it, you know, it went down. But I'm like, I I can't eat fish no more. So I stopped eating fish. But I started back probably about like 7 years ago eating fish. Because I was just so that. And then that's when they made fish without the bones in it. This fake stuff. Not
tilapia.
Yeah, like they been had it out. But of course, that's when I was exposed to it.
I love tilapia. I eat that now. And they say that's man-made, right? Mm-hmm. How is that possible?
Just like they make everything else artificial.
I don't understand. How.
I think man-made means that they put, like, animals together. Like, they put a certain fish and another fish together and made tilapia.
No, I don't think man-made.
I was going to say, hey, wait, what?
No, I think they look scientifically making stuff.
They used to say that about pork, too, that was man-made. Swine. Y'all think that's true?
No, that's
no. Pig, cause I done seen my family cut up a whole pig.
But that don't mean it wasn't man made back then. It's a pig.
I mean, we all probably what man made. Ain't no.
Hell no, ain't man made.
You were genetically put together.
Tilapia was originally found in the wild Middle East and Africa. Due to high demand, the majority of tilapia sold in the United States is mass produced in an industrial fish farm. So yeah. They are also genetically engineered trout and tilapia.
Mm. How, though? That's what I'm not understanding.
Just like
how.
They make everything else. They make...
It's in a fish farm. So that's what I'm saying. They put them together.
Y'all keep saying words that it's not
helping. Salmon next, too. So keep reading y'all labels. Because they farm and fish.
How?
They don't do this with everything. Because they don't want... When they see water, stuff is getting on the market, people
right
buying stuff.
Putting fish in it and then mating the fish there.
They mating the fish.
They know how what genetics to put together to make that fish. Like, genetically engineering food.
Oh, okay, so basically what y'all saying is they put one breed of fish and another breed of fish, putting them together.
Okay, so it says right here, researchers and corporations are focused on creating genes to quicken the maturity of fish and produce bigger fish in a fish farm. So they're using genetics. Like, they take a genetic from a certain fish that's big, and they'll... pair it with a shrimp genetic that is, you know, to make the fish juicy or flaky, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And they're putting those genes together, even though those genes are not
supposed to be
really made up together.
Okay.
You get it, DJ?
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, man-made. I'm thinking, like, they going in there and they, like, just frying up, you know, something they done made in the lab.
Well, technically, that's what it is, but it just...
I mean, but it's fish.
It's just fish genes from different fish.
I'm eating fish.
You're eating multiple fish.
But it's fish.
But the genes. And it says a false claim.
You never know.
A common false claim is that tilapia was never caught in the wild. Tilapia was originally found in the wild. But due to the high demand, they started producing it.
Oh.
Just like they do everything else.
Yeah. But yeah, they're about to do that with salmon. Now they're starting farms where they're it's going to allow the salmon to mature faster. So it's not organic and fresh anymore.
Yep, and that's what they doing with us. Same thing with water.
Then they gonna be doing it to lamb chops next. I need to get me a whole bunch of lamb chops. Same and thing. Put them up somewhere, cause they say you know they gonna be doing it. They gonna, but they do that to everything that is like they see it's high demand. People going to the store and buying it and all that stuff. Like
you got to.
That's all they doing.
Yep, y'all have seen those documentaries, What the Health and Food Inc. They talk about all of that.
No, I ain't watching none of that stuff.
They shut down the local farms and threaten them because those local farms want to stay organic, but that is hurting the mass production of the.
I mean, granted, I mean,
even things organic. Like
at the same time, they say like the farms are doing more harm to the world than helping.
The farms that don't do organic growing, yeah.
No,
because that are feeding their animals like stuff to make them grow faster and genetically modified stuff.
You know that cow feces is like killing the ozone layer?
Probably because they're not eating just grass anymore. They're eating whatever the farmers are giving to them.
Exactly. And they have to do that to feed their family. They need to overproduce to get more money so they can feed their family and keep their stock alive. So in that process, you're killing humans. To get a dollar. So where's the balance? Where do we find the...
It made me feel bad because I'm sitting here eating stuff that people killing.
Man, you better. That's how you... How else you gonna survive? God put those animals here for us to thrive off of.
Literally.
there's plants right. too.
Huh?
We can survive off of plants.
Yeah, plants as well. I agree.
Forget the plants. We know we can get that. I'm talking about that meat.
See, the way humans doing, they trying to get it rid of all the plants too.
Yeah.
Trying to turn everything into a stone, into a brick.
What?
I'm saying they tearing down trees and land to build buildings and, you know.
Houses and stuff.
Yeah. Like so, shit. We all just fucking messed each up. Other. Basically. We
messed
all just.
Up. We're in a messed up
We situation. All just rocking each other. You heard about Lil Durk? His brother just passed away.
Oh, yeah, I seen away. That. He so got he shot just, outside of a club.
His brother just got shot outside Oof. A club and killed, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. It's
another senseless killing.
It's crazy, man, because he just lost, you know, King Von.
Mm-hmm. He just been going through a lot.
Yeah.
Like, being in jail.
Yeah.
Being around a murder before. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just.
He in it, man. He you know.
Got to chill out one day.
And he just dropped the album with Baby. Like, for they just dropped the album.
I need to listen to that.
Yeah. You slipping.
I was doing good at one
point. You just said that last week. You like, I'm doing good with the music, y'all. And now, you right back off of it. That's a good
it.
Album, though.
I got it.
I'm I would get to him. Lil Durk and Lil Baby.
Well, yeah.
But
my condolences
to Yeah. Yeah, we do send our condolences. I'm sorry.
You about to say something else?
I about to change the subject. But, yeah, that is Chicago, man. Y'all got to do better. Killing each other. It's crazy. But you said something the other day, Mike. You said about this album that Lil Baby and Durk just dropped. It's like it gave you the feel of Rich Gang with Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan. I agree with that. I partly do because you get that feel, but I don't know if the quality is there the same as Young Thug and Rich Homie. Well, I would say
that
it gave me
album.
I ain't gonna say the quality ain't there, but it gave I think their quality is better than Rich Homie Quan's and Young Thug's. But the feel that I got from it, I got more of a feel from Thug and Rich Homie Quan at the time. I don't know if it's because I was younger or it just gave me a different feel, but I enjoy Lil Baby and Lil Durk's project a lot, but it didn't give me that feel that I got with the. It gave me more of a. I don't know. I can't explain it. I feel like they kind of dropped the ball on like maybe like one or two songs, like Medical. I ain't really care for that song. Medical didn't really hit for me.
Wish I knew what it sounded like.
Yeah, you need to try it out, man. Take a listen to
download
it.
But
one out of 18 songs, if that's all I can, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a good project.
Yeah.
That's a good project. And they at the top of their games.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they really on the Mount Rushmore of rappers right now. Who you think
Lil Durk?
Yeah, Lil Durk.
Lil
Baby.
Durk and Dage. Durk and Dage.
What?
You know
that song? What?
With him and
Dej Love.
When
they
had that couple song.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
I don't
know what you're talking about.
Well, they did a whole
Love and
Basketball video.
Oh, you know she know about Love and Basketball. It's something
about
like that.
Was it this video?
Yeah. No.
My Beyonce?
Oh, I remember. About no Durk and Dage.
Mm-hmm. No, put up on it.
It was called My Beyonce, Durk and Dage. My Beyonce.
Yeah. Shawty, My Beyonce. Ooh.
Is she gay?
I think she's bisexual or something.
She's cute.
She is. She's pretty.
She's really pretty. I would give her that. But I really thought she was a little boy at first.
Durk and Dage. What year was that?
2013.
Oh,
2016?
When the video came out, 2016.
Damn, he grew his hair that fast? Well, that's 5 years.
It's my part right here with the 11 basketball scene. But, you know. You gonna go watch it on your own time?
Dang, you thought we about to watch the whole
movie. Yeah, but Lil Durk and Lil Baby, man. They put in the work and they really at the top of the game right now, honestly. I can't think of any other rappers that's like higher than them two right now. Mm-hmm. You know, so I heard some people saying NBA YoungBoy, he at the top two. I'm saying public.
I think he up there though.
Public perception.
I think he up there. A lot of young kids like him and white people like him too.
Yeah, man, that's the crazy really part. They really like him because they they wish they could be.
Yeah.
Unapologetic.
Mm-hmm.
Ruthless.
Just don't care.
Just don't care. Yeah, he just don't care at all. Like, they wish that they were that. You know, mm-hmm. So that's why people tend to listen to rap, especially, you know, other races. They wish they could be like that. So. Mm-hmm. Oh man!
So you know the BET Awards is about, I don't know if you still watch it, but it's about to come out or whatever in like a few weeks. I want to say probably like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Who would, being that it is today's age, if you was watching it back then, who would you like to see right now? I know you don't watch it now. But
what you mean back in it? What you mean?
Like who would you want to see at the BET Awards now, if you was watching it?
I do watch it. I watch it. I mean, I catch it when I, you know, yeah. It's like that. It's like,
you know. Don't watch it then, cause you.
I watch it. I mean, I ain't searching for it, mm-hmm. You know. But if I see
you ain't
it,
clearing your day to watch.
Nah. It gotta be like, hey, you know the BET was on. What? Let me see. You know, it gotta be like
checking
that. Who do I want to see like perform mm-hmm. or? I would have, and that's where they do the cyphers, right? Or no, that's the hip hop.
That's the hip hop awards. Yeah.
So the BET Awards, of course, Megan. Of mm-hmm. course, Lil Baby. Of course, the baby. Mm-hmm. I just know certain people not gonna perform, like Beyonce.
She not coming back to it. I don't know why she never came back to the BET Awards. Like, I feel like it was like early 2000s when she stopped coming. I wonder why.
She did. I remember the last one I seen her do, she was like on concert. She was overseas somewhere.
Yeah, that was her excuse. But then years kept passing by and she never came back and be like, okay.
Yeah, where's Beyonce? Where you at? I don't know, man. People love to go where they're tolerated and not celebrated.
Yeah.
And because those places have a higher.
Yeah, but I just be thinking because it's just a black, you know, it's a black television, what you call it, station or how?
But
you say
we celebrate it? You though.
Yeah.
We cherish those people.
Yeah.
And you go to a place.
Yeah, sometimes you go not. To a.
They go to the Billboard Awards mm-hmm. or the Grammys or you know places like that just tolerate you.
She probably done got enough awards from the BET Awards. Like, I'm done with the BET Awards. I'm gonna go to the Grammys now. Let me go to the Grammys.
But they all give more money.
Yeah.
You know, so that could be it.
Yeah, that too. You get paid just to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Shit. That's how I'm trying to be. Oh, you want me to come? All right. $10 million.
Damn, $10 million?
Yep, I'm worth $10 million just to see me.
All right, speaking of $10 million, would you let somebody knock you out for $10 million?
Mm-mm.
$10 million?
Forget that money. I can't. If you knock me, I gotta be asleep. Knock me out when I'm asleep. I wanna feel it. Cause it's gonna be the anticipation of you about to knock me out.
No, I'm saying like y'all can get in the ring, you get the dodge, but they just end up rocking your ass like you.
Oh, that's yeah.
You'll fight somebody for $10 million.
Yeah.
You'll fight a professional. What's that lady name that be knocking? She's a new fighter. She be knocking girls.
I ain't fighting no fighter.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No.
A professional boxer.
Oh, no.
For $10 million?
And they knock me out?
$100 million.
No.
$100 million?
Nothing.
What?
I'm sorry. We're going to have to be broke. We're going to have to get it out the mud. I can't do it.
Man, Floyd said he about to fight Logan for $100 million.
Yeah.
$100 million.
Yeah, if I was him, I'd get knocked out too. Might as well.
Hey, yeah, $100 million. One fight.
That just depends. It depends on who it is. If I'm getting knocked out, I need to get knocked out by the greatest. I'd rather get knocked out by the greatest. I feel you.
Mike Tyson. You let Mike Tyson in his prime. Mike Tyson in his prime when he was knocking grown.
Nah, I'm scared for him now, honestly. I know he's even stronger. He'll kill somebody. That man is a, ooh. I see him when he knocked out. Who he knocked out? On Hangover.
Oh, the white man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man. He knocked him out. I'm like, I ain't trying to get knocked out like that.
It's crazy, man. I don't know. I would let somebody knock me out.
I'd probably let a female knock me out, though, because I want to fight her back if it's a female. With a man, I'm not going to try to
fight her back. You can't fight her back. She done knocked you out.
No, I'm talking about being in the ring fighting. Like, before that. Like, I would be bucking up to her and trying to fight her. But if it's a whole Mike Tyson.
Yeah, it's always.
Y'all been having. Muhammad Ali, y'all
I'm trying to, like, I mean, if I got to go in the ring and I know I'm going to get knocked out for $100 million, I'm going balls to the wall. Like, I'm running at your ass. Like, if I know I'm about to get knocked out, I'm going to at least go out swinging. I ain't finna be scared. I'm going to just run at your ass. Just, you knock me out, it's over with.
Yeah, so who fight tonight? Floyd Mayweather and who else?
Logan Paul.
Oh, the one that took his hat.
No, that was Logan Paul's brother. That was Jake Paul that took his hat.
Oh, so he finna fight the brother?
Yeah, he finna fight the brother.
He fighting the brother because he did that to him?
Nah, he was fighting the brother already, and then Jake Paul just wanted to be, you know, they really just marketing geniuses, basically. They just market themselves.
I think he really got mad because of his hair.
Hey, his hair did look.
He must been stressing. Y'all been putting him through some stuff, okay?
He just ain't getting no haircut, man. One of them haircut days. He should have got a haircut. He should have got that bald, because he usually wear a bald.
But he thought that he didn't know somebody was going to take off his hat.
You right. And they took his damn hat off. That's why you can't be caught slipping, bro.
You got to be on point every time. Because you never know. You never know.
Yeah, but I am ready to see that. I do want to see it.
So you got?
Winning?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Floyd, man. I don't think he's going to be able to touch Floyd.
Yeah.
Basically. That's all I'm thinking.
When was his last fight?
Who, Floyd?
Yeah.
He did some exhibition in Japan or something, or Asia or something like that. But yeah, I ain't really worried about seeing that, man. You gonna watch it?
If I got time. It's gonna be like how you feel about BET Award.
Yeah, it's gonna be one of
them. Especially you gotta pay for it.
Exactly.
I see the knockout on the Shade Room. They'll post it. So I'm good. That's all I need to see. That's all I need to see. Cause anybody finna say, oh yeah, you seen him when he did this move. You seen him when he did. Hell
like,
no, they're gonna be like,
I seen that
knockout. That's all they care about.
It's your boy DJ ATL. Follow me on YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram. Follow me at.
And it's your girl Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby. And last but not least, do not forget to follow the Real Atlanta Podcast.
Yeah.
Follow the Real Atlanta Podcast on every single platform that you can think of, okay? And don't forget to follow us on YouTube. Subscribe, like, hit the bell, comment, everything, okay? And we out.
We out. Yeah.